It's time to spill the tea with McKinsey.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Oh, yes, it is tea time. We're jumping into it. Yesterday, we broke the sad news that rapper Juice WRLD had died. He passed away at the age of 21. He had a medical emergency at Midway International Airport in Chicago. He had a seizure while walking through the airport. He was bleeding from his mouth. Paramedics rushed to the scene. He was declared dead at 3 a.m. yesterday. Now, two interesting things have surfaced. Police confiscated drugs, guns, amongst other things. From his luggage and from his where he lived, basically. So okay. Now they're saying it was possibly an overdose, but he had tons of drugs. Also, this is really interesting. One of his songs, Too Soon, one of Juice's, like the EP was called Legends, apparently, but he was talking about the 27 Club. And if you think about the 27 Club, it's like all artists that have passed away at the age of 27. So who do we have? Kurt Cobain,
Amy Winehouse, Jimi Hendrix.
Yes, but it was just very ironic that he had mentioned that as well. So, I mean, some are saying, oh my gosh, he was prefacing that he was going to pass away. So it's just a sad tragedy altogether. But kids, don't do drugs, because I think people forget you will die and you can, your life is so precious.
Yeah, I mean, that guy, who knows what his career could have been. He really blew up the past year or two.
I know. So we'll keep you updated on Juice WRLD. Moving on to something a lot more lighthearted, Lizzo. Okay, she is all over the news. First of all, for going to an NBA game and flashing her thong. And we'll get to that later in on the show. But here's the thing. She's got a new crushy crush, which is why she was at the game in the first place.
Let me tell you something. Both teams are great. I'm personally cheering for number 32.
Karl Anthony Towns?
Mm-hmm.
That's your guy?
That's my baby.
Okay. You know him?
Nope.
Not yet.
New man on the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Yes, honey. So that's our new crushy crush, Karl Anthony Towns. I wonder. I'm sure they will become a couple. Who wouldn't want to go with Lizzo?
I don't know, but be careful. If you say no, she'll kick your butt.
That's true. I like it, though. She sees what she wants, and she goes after it. OMG. Get ready. New Kids on the Block. Okay, here's the thing. Not yet are they doing a Las Vegas residency, says Joey McIntyre.
Yeah, I mean, Vegas has definitely, you know, come up a lot. Yeah. But, you know, when you can still play arenas, it's pretty cool. So that's kind of what we've... I'm just saying. I'm giving you the truth. I think someday. We'll hit Vegas for
someday.
Sure.
Okay, that's good to know. Also, though, they are keeping up with their cruise. They go on this annual fan cruise in April. Joey says it's happening.
It's 4 nights and 5 days of nonstop craziness, and we're all dead. Everybody goes home dead, and we somehow do it again the next year.
I wonder how many women have been on that cruise every single time.
Joey! Here's the thing, like those, like I went to the package tour with like all boy bands of the past, and I tell you, women went crazy, like throwing their undies on stage. I'm talking to like 50-year-old women were going crazy, 40-year-old women for New Kids on the Block. I mean, of all ages, 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s. So 50 I can't
imagine. Probably granny panties going up, and they're like, watch out! It's a tent.
But when they're on that cruise, it's funny because they cannot escape. I mean, they have security, but I mean, you get riled up fans.
You're on a boat. Good luck.
But those things sell out every single year, so they're doing something right. Also doing something right, Gwyneth Paltrow. That's right. Gwyneth, her new Goop commercial is a little controversial, but hey, it's the gift that keeps on giving.
The holidays are work, so don't be afraid to ask for help with lighting, food, style, and hair. And find your favorite look, or 11 of them, and get super high. In your heels, of course. Do something for others. But don't forget about number one. Yes, that is a vibrator.
Happy.
So she has shaky things that
make
ladies happy within like all the other hoity-toity things for Christmas stockings.
All right. Finally, something we can all use. Thank you, Gwyneth Paltrow. There you go. So Liv the Web Girl, she was off last week, obviously burning up some vacation, but she was in boot camp. Like, What does that even mean? We're going to check in with her and find out. And I think she has an update, too. I don't know if, like, she's in the Army or
she's
the Navy.
She's like G.I. Jane.
Yeah, I don't know what the whole deal is. But that's coming up in about 9 minutes. It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now.